It was a nice helmet, and it fit. There were a couple of small creases on it they hadn't quite rubbed out. Ivan must have fired some shots at it to make sure it would stop bullets. There was also a package of ammunition for the AK-47s. Johnny had advised them to bore a hole in the ends and put some thermite explosive powder in them so they would be useful against Tolneps. They said it worked, and they were converting. Stormalong and Johnny had arrived at the meteorite powder washing area. Four cyclo females were working hard, sloshing pans of metal powder around in huge tubs of mercury. They were gloved and clothed to protect them from mercury poisoning. When Stormalong had begun this orbit mining, it had been with an eye to training pilots and, Johnny suspected, to gratify a craving for wild flying. The stuff collected was odd enough. Meteorites and such got caught in orbit or perihelion, and before they sizzled down through the atmosphere, they were often crystalline and quite amazing. Johnny was about to put a stop to it. It had served its purpose, scaring the visitors half to death with limpet mines. But Angus, always prowling into something, had noted some pieces in a recent batch that were of different chemical structure. An outer space comet, not native to the system, had been blasting across the skies for some time. Angus pointed out to Johnny that it contained the tiniest traces of the unknown element Turl had used for the center of his device. Angus had shown him on the analyzer. There they were, microscopic traces of it. If the material had burned down through the atmosphere like meteorites usually do, the element might have vanished from the heat. But these virgin bits did contain it. Johnny had gone in circles for a day on how to extract it, and then remembered you could pan gold because it was heavier than dirt and rock. The cyclos used literally tons of mercury in some mining process, so they got pans of it and tested it. Iron, copper, nickel, most elements now in powder form were lighter than mercury and floated off or combined. But this strange element went to the bottom with a thud. It was terribly cohesive and clung to itself. It took an awful lot of powdered metal to get any. They could have rigged some machines to do the panning, but these cyclo females couldn't care less about a big pan of mercury, and they happily sloshed it about, panning the powder. They smiled at Johnny. They were all right, unless somebody foolishly mentioned mathematics. You would lose one cyclo female right then. It had happened with Chirk, and again with another one. They said Angus would be back, and they waited for him. He reappeared presently, and they asked him, did he need any more? Angus shook his head and beckoned.